kicking off hour number two of the program. Anything goes. Political, personal, although we are... We're talking to Mark Stevens, and he's fascinating. So, I mean, kind of we're allowing anything to go when we get done with Mark, but he's just so interesting. We've held him over to hour number two. And the reason I don't want to interrupt, you know, with a question about the Army or something like that, because guests are on a time schedule. You know, they got places to be, they got things to do. So luckily, he has graciously allowed us to have a little bit more of his time. Mark Stevens is the author of Adventures in Legal Land. And we don't do guests on this show very often either. So
this is definitely a format deviation.
Yeah, don't get used to guests being on Free Talk Live. We've never talked to anybody about their book before. So this is purely based on merit. If your book wasn't as fascinating as it is, Mark, you would not be here right now. So welcome back to Free Talk Live with Ian Manwich.
Well, thank you.
And we've had all kinds of questions about your book and about just some situations. Just to recap, your book is about what, Mark?
Book is about exposing the government hoax that there are no, that the whole concept of nations, cities, and states and citizens is a fraud.
Everybody's been fooled.
We've all been fooled.
And sort of getting out of traffic and IRS in legal situations by using that, right?
Well, right. You can use the information to expose that it is all a hoax. Whether or not the individual with the robe on throws it out, it's depend. I don't know. No one can say. It depends on the temperament of that guy.
How does it work with you? I mean, how's it worked for you? I mean, you sort of do this as a consulting basis, right?
Right.
Well, actually, one of our listeners actually had a question. We had a couple of them come in via email at ftl@freetalklive.com, specifically to ask Mark to relay some recent experiences of yours, Mark, or your readers, on dealing with the IRS specifically or in a criminal court setting. So how about the IRS?
IRS. I used to tell people when they would buy one of my scripts that no one's ever gone through all the questions. It's not the point. No one's ever got an IRS agent under oath. And every time I've ever met with the IRS, it's always, we're out the door in 15, 20 minutes. 20 minutes tops. Well, mm-hmm. This guy went in about 6 months ago and blew all three of them out. He not only got through all the questions, the agent actually went under oath. It was fascinating. I couldn't believe he did it. And he actually got the agent to make some really great admissions that don't know whether it's going to amount to anything or not, whether the judge is going to allow it or not, but he admitted he could not prove while sitting in the room with the agent. He asked the agent, can you prove right now, with me sitting in your office, I'm within the state of wherever? And the agent said he couldn't. He said, can you prove I'm within the United States, sitting right here in your office? He said he couldn't do it.
But now, what about the ground, Mark?
The ground isn't the United States. And the ground is certainly not the, let's say, the state of Florida, because if a lawyer pretending to represent the state of Florida walks into court and says he represents the state of Florida, does he represent the ground?
What is he representing?
He's representing nobody but himself.
Just the system, right?
The system doesn't, it's just other men and women.
Right.
And you can't even prove that he's representing them.
Sure, and these people did not, these men and women that are running this so-called system don't have any authority over us, do they? You know, one of the questions you ask in your book is, Manwich, do you have the right to take my money? And no, you don't.
I don't believe I do.
And do, if you get together with Mark, do the two of you have a collective right to take my money?
No.
And if you get together with 50 other people, do you have now a collective right? I mean, you see, there's nobody has
a gun, I suppose.
Well, right, exactly.
But that doesn't give you a right to take it.
Right. Without the guns, nobody has authority over you.
I never argue that they don't have control.
Right.
Because they very well do. Because they'll kill me if I walk away.
Sure, yes. This is all a fantasy. The whole law thing, the cops, the nation, the state, it's all a fantasy. But it's a fantasy that some people believe so vehemently that they will kill you, as you pointed out, if you walk away or if you don't pull over when
exactly.
They turn on their lights.
I mean, I've asked police officers in court and in depositions. I said, look, did you have jurisdiction over me during the traffic stop? And they said, absolutely. Now, they're willing to kill me to prove that point because, if I walk a driveway, I'm going to get killed. And then I'll ask him factually what jurisdiction is. I mean, basically, just tell me what you mean by jurisdiction. And I've never had a police officer tell me that.
Because they don't know.
They don't know.
They're just trained to pull people over for specific reasons and go through a series of motions.
They do as they're taught, and they don't understand what a cause of action is. They don't understand what standing is. For example, when I was mentioning before about standing, the two elements of a cause of action, whether it's criminal or civil, is the violation of a legal right that results in loss, harm, or injury. Now look at a typical traffic situation or a drug case. Let's say I don't do drugs, I don't advocate the use, and I don't sell them or I have anything to do with it, but what if I did smoke a joint in my house? Am I violating anyone's legal rights?
Nope, I don't think so.
Well, according to the Supreme Court, and according to their own constitutions, to have standing to complain against anyone in court, you have to bring in the violation of a legal right. They can't do it in a traffic case.
They bring these charges, these so-called charges against people, and then they ask them if they want to plea out, and they give them this great opportunity to take 2 years probation instead of facing 10 years if they take it to trial. And people are so scared by all the violence, they're so scared by all the threats, they always plea out. Whereas instead, if you were to just question the entire system, and that's, I really love your approach, Mark, because one of the most, it kind of builds on something that I've always felt, and that is, when you're dealing with the so-called authorities, asking questions is the way to go. I've always found that to be very helpful when dealing with the police, but I've never actually seen it really fleshed out like you do in your book, Adventures in Legal Land. Is that you made the point before in the last hour that you do not disagree with them. When they say, we're charging you with blah, 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 you don't disagree.
Nope. You don't have to.
And you just ask them questions about the whole thing, about law and about just the whole system.
Right, well, if I ask if there's evidence of a complaining party, that requires a yes or no answer.
Right.
Okay? Now, if they say yes, they've got to produce evidence of a state. Now, evidence does not mean legal opinions. It means facts. So this is, and they can't do that because they would have to prove beyond a reasonable doubt, because that's the burden of proof in a criminal case, they would have to prove beyond a reasonable doubt that they're citizens. Well, how can they prove beyond a reasonable doubt that there are citizens that comprise this so-called state if they have to prove with facts that there is a legal, enforceable duty to protect people and their property, which, of course, they cannot do?
Right, so they'll never even answer the question in the first place, and odds are good, not guaranteed, but odds are good, they might just throw you out of the court so nobody else in the courtroom gets any ideas in there.
Right, now what has happened, what's been reported to me, because this has happened quite a few times, is when the prosecutor is left on his own to answer yes or no, they always withdraw the charges. Typically, well, about half the time, maybe 7 times out of 10, what will happen is the judge, his little buddy there, will jump in and say, well, sir, that's easy. It's the state of Arizona. And I would politely, no, with all due respect, that's non-responsive. I move to strike that. And two, I don't believe the rules of evidence allow judges to testify. He's got the burden of proof. You need to be quiet.
So how's that going to go?
That usually gets him pretty upset.
I bet it does.
Well, but he has already.
This is my courtroom.
But he's already told me I'm entitled to a fair trial. And one of my other set of questions is, if I'm entitled to a fair trial, it includes responsive answers to my questions, which they've already told me. So
they've already agreed to give you responsive answers, and then they proceed to be non-responsive.
And that's why I asked that question, because invariably it will get to a point where the judge will scream at me, I'm not here to answer your questions. Wait just a minute. You said I'm entitled to responsive answers to my questions.
Yeah, 5 minutes ago, that's what you said.
Usually not even that long. In a criminal case, I did a seminar in Austin, and somebody went in with a script the next day and led the judge to a certain point where he asked, would I have to enter a plea if the plaintiff did not have standing to complain? The judge nonchalantly, without a hint of shame, tells the truth. Sir, there is no plaintiff.
Wow.
Yeah.
Mark, can you hang on again, man?
Sure.
800-259-9231. If you have a question for Mark Stevens, he's the author of Adventures in Legal Land.
It doesn't seem like this is ever going to wind down.
I want to know, actually, I know he's listening on hold.
Mark,
I want to know if
you come back Monday?
I want to know if he supports voting. Because he calls himself a voluntarist, he thinks the whole nation is a joke, there's no such thing as a citizen. Does he participate in the system? We'll find out. Coming up, this is your show, Free Talk Live.
Let's face it, we know that we're less than perfect when it comes to our diets. We all eat sugar, saturated fat, salt, probably don't get the exercise we should, and we all have to deal with daily stress. And all the vitamins and supplements in the world won't help you if your immune system is compromised because of our less than perfect eating habits and lifestyles. That's why Agaricus Bio is the number one dietary supplement that you should consider an absolute must if you're going to take any at all. The immune system is your body's first line of defense against disease, and Agaricus Bio strengthens and supports your immune system. That's why it's become the most popular immune support system for people and pets in Japan. A one-month supply of Agaricus Bio is only $34.95, and that's a small price to pay considering the alternatives. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. How many times have you heard about people taking vitamin C and other vitamins and supplements to fight a cold? Well, with Agaricus Bio, you might not catch that cold in the first place. Call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com and order today. Agaricus Bio, because healthy is what you want to be.
Hello, Ted Anderson here with Midas Resources. Lately, I've been hearing people tell me that gold is so low now that it would be a perfect time to buy. With over 20 years of personal experience in the gold business, I can tell you that opportunities like this can be counted on one hand. The truth is, very few people have the fortitude to actually act on a market like this. However, they have become the elite group, more than doubling their investment over moderate time span. In 1982, gold was trading in a range of $275 per ounce. By mid-1983, it was close to $500 an ounce. In 1986, gold collector coins had quadrupled. Don't procrastinate this opportunity away. All the bottom line fundamentals still support a strong future for gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for a free evaluation of your gold portfolio. You'll be glad you did. That's 1-800-686-2237. Again, 1-800-686-2237.
Reason is the true life-giving activity of an educated mind. At ReasonToFreedom.com, we regard independent thinking as a supreme virtue and the best hope for a free society. ReasonToFreedom.com is a free online weekly libertarian magazine and is the premier voice of the Reason Liberty movement. At ReasonToFreedom.com, you'll find articles on individual rights, health, popular music, love, homeschooling, God and morality, SUVs, the national debt, humor, the free state project, pocket protectors, family values, living wills, bankruptcy laws, and golf. Some of our columns include, Is Atlas Shrugging? Fired for Smoking. Asbestos Lawsuits. The Joy of Chiropractors. Please Drink and Drive. And Impeach the Criminal in Chief. Tap into ReasonToFreedom.com, a central site for the emerging Reason Liberty movement. Find out why if liberty is what you want, reason is what you need. That's ReasonToFreedom.com.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Take control of the show. Doing something a little unusual tonight. We actually have a guest.
Can't believe it.
It's very unusual, and especially unusual because he actually has a book, and we've never had a guest who had a book before. Oh, we've had Michael Badnarik in the past, the Libertarian presidential candidate, but we were talking about him in regards to his presidential capacity, not his author capacity. In this case, it's Mark Stevens with Adventures in Legal Land. We're going to get back to him in a moment. Actually, we need to encourage you to come to our website, freetalklive.com. Grab the archives. Last 6 days of the show are right there on the front page of the site. There's no logging in. There's no credit card fees. There's none of that. You just go and get them. And actually, you can go back even farther than 6 days. If you scroll down past day six, you'll see a link to our friends over at downloadradio.org. Downloadradio.org is hosting our show for months back on the house. It's all free, at freetalklive.com. And while you're at it, if you want to help us out, go to our friends at podcastalley.com and vote for the show. Just go to vote.freetalklive.com. It will take you to exactly where you need to go. And less than 1 minute from that point, you will have voted for Free Talk Live. And keeping you're going to keep us on the top of the charts, because right now, because of those of you who have voted this month, we're in the top four podcasts of the world at podcastalley.com.
You know, it wouldn't take much for us to be in the top three.
No, it really wouldn't. Actually, we started the month at number one. It's just the competition is intense. So we could use your vote if you haven't done it yet this month. Vote.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project, give them a call, toll-free, 1-888-532-4604, or go to freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org.
Excellent. Let's go to our guest, Mark Stevens, the author of Adventures in Legal Land. You can get more information. You can get excerpts. You can get some essays, which really give you a good perspective on what this whole book is going to be about. And it's well worth checking out at adventuresinlegalland.com. In fact, you even have a forum on there, Mark, which is pretty cool.
Yeah, we got about 200 members, about 4,000 posts. So
people are kind of sharing their experiences on what they've learned from the book, and some of them have actually had the chance to go into court and to use some of this.
Oh, yay, the chance.
Well,
the chance to have your time wasted.
People contact me off the board and tell me the details. They don't actually post, so there are a lot more people that have actually had experiences in the court.
Great. Now, before we went away, the whole concept behind this book is that it's all been a lie. The law, the nation, the state, the concept of citizen, it's all a big public relations scheme, as you put it, in order to cover up for what's really going on, and that is bureaucrats, men and women, just other people, who are using violence and force to take our time and our property and our money.
That they're big time and money wasters.
Yeah. Exactly.
That's the concept of the book. It's fascinating. And we got questions here. We got emails. We got calls coming in. But before we went away, I asked you, do you support voting? Do you vote?
I believe in economic voting, voting with money.
Okay.
I don't believe in political voting, which accomplishes nothing but perpetuating a violent system.
So even if people are voting for libertarians, you think they're still perpetuating the violent system?
Right. I mean, I love Ernie Hancock. He's a big libertarian out here. He ran for Senate, and Ernie didn't run. He's not the type of libertarian who's running to actually get voted in. He's mm-hmm. running because it gives him the credibility to spread the libertarian message.
Understood.
Well, it sure would be great if some libertarian get voted in like Ron Paul did in Texas. And I mean, he didn't get voted in by people that didn't vote.
Well, right. It's good. It's great that Dr. No is in there because he's the only one.
Right.
Like I said, a voluntarist. I believe everything should be private or everything should be voluntary, and I will not participate in politics unless I'm threatened to do so.
Interesting. All right. Very good. That was a good answer. Let's go to Catherine in New Hampshire, the Free State of New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich and Mark Stevens.
Hi.
Hi, Catherine.
Yes, I have read Mark Stevens' book. We read it probably after the second time that my husband had to be in court. He mm-hmm. always represented himself, not represented himself, appeared as himself, not pro se. And we're always looking to learn new things. So my first question for Mark Stevens was, is there another book in the works?
Well, currently there is not a full book. I am making available a slightly different version for the realm. Like it's going to be printed in Australia.
My second question, you had mentioned that you'd done seminars, and so I was curious to know where and when. Is this something you continue to do?
That's something that you can get off of his website at adventuresinlegalland.com. That's an easy one. Anything else, Catherine?
That's what I was interested in.
Good questions. Thank you, Catherine. I got to say that I can't see that there would ever need to be a sequel or, you know, another book, because I think it's all here, Mark. I think you've got it. I mean, if anything else, maybe a book with experiences, you know, maybe a book with some of the cases, some of the things that people have shared with you over the years as to how they've applied this.
Right. And, another book would be quite an undertaking. But as far as, like I said, there's a little bit more to go into as far as, because I've been asked to do something for Australia and there, because mm-hmm. a lot of people, I do sell a lot of scripts, and I've helped a number of people, in Australia, Canada, and England, because it's all based on the same thing.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And they're interested in something that's more in line, you know, where they don't have to look up things on their own. They can
absolutely. That makes sense. But I got to say that as far as what's in this one book, it's simple. I mean, there doesn't need to be more explained about it. You either get it or you don't. And if you read this book and don't get it, then, man, I feel sorry for you.
You're never going to get it.
Yeah, exactly. We got an email from Cookie in North Carolina. She says, greetings. I received a court order via regular U.S. mail after a court hearing that I was not notified of the date and time. Any thoughts on how to handle or deal with such a thing? So it sounds like she got a court order after the trial was already, or the so-called appearance was already done. Would that mean there's a warrant out for her arrest?
I don't know the particulars of it. It may or may not. It just may be where she's expected to comply with a certain order and by a certain date, and if she doesn't do that, then she could be held to contempt, and then I don't have enough details to know. My first thing, well, I would look at it, and I would probably look for some kind of rehearing or file an action in the higher court, like, say, a writ of prohibition, or, like, say, here in Arizona, a petition for special action to stop it.
You know, actually, what I found in your book that I found most useful is not just the parts about what, you know, questions you can ask while you're in court, but I think it's something that this whole concept is useful a lot of places outside of court. Like, for instance, if a bureaucracy decides to send you some sort of notice of appearance or notice of violation or whatever, then you can actually write them back with questions. You kind of take the same concept of you don't deny anything that they're accusing you of. You agree with them and ask them questions about it and how they got their authority. Would you think that that's useful?
Right. Well, someone did that. And one brilliant move that someone did who had bought the book, he asked two questions for a jury. There was a jury summons. And he asked two questions based on what he had read in the paperwork. And the first question was, is my voluntary signature required? And two, is my signature considered voluntary if done under threat of force? Because if you don't sign the summons, okay, or the information and sign it, then they threaten you with jail. So he sent it in, and they sent him a big packet a few weeks later saying that they have a right to ask him and demand these things. And he said, well, I'm not arguing with you, and thanks for the information, but I still have two questions. Is my voluntary signature required? And two, is it considered voluntary if done under threat of force? Well, a few weeks later, he received notification that he was not to be considered any further for jury.
They just don't, we don't like you anymore.
Surprise, surprise. More coming back with Mark Stevens. If you can hang on, Mark, I got one question about copyright and the fact that your book is not copyrighted. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231.
If you're concerned about keeping your cardiovascular system healthy but don't want to take prescription drugs, then take a look at HeartAndBodyExtract.com from Healthy Hearts Club. It's a 100% certified organic liquid extract. It provides your body with the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytochemicals it needs to heal and balance itself. By getting the nutrients it needs, your body can balance your blood pressure and your cholesterol levels on its own without prescription drugs, and you'll have more energy. What's more, your body can clean and clear your arteries on its own as long as it has the proper nutrients. Everybody understands the importance of keeping their arteries clear, but did you know that in 25% of the cases, the first symptom of blocked arteries is death? Don't take unnecessary risks. Keep your arteries healthy and clear by taking Heart and Body Extract. To get Heart and Body Extract, go to heartandbodyextract.com or call 1-866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Call now.
The 2004 Libertarian presidential candidate, Michael Badnarik, is a Free State Project member. The Free Talk Live crew are all members of the Free State Project. Thousands of people from the United States and the world are Free State Project members. What do these individuals know that you don't? We know that you can have liberty in your lifetime. We're all moving to what may be the freest state, New Hampshire. Once there, we will reduce government and expand the free market. You deserve to be free, and we will be free. Join the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org. That's 1-888-532-4604 and freestateproject.org. If you believe in individual freedom, personal responsibility, and limited government, and are ready to do something about it, call 1-888-532-4604 now or log on to freestateproject.org.
JLS Research, founders of a revolutionary new all-natural deodorant, wants to get up close and personal with you. You wear deodorant, right? Well, let's hope you do. You obviously wear it to cover up that embarrassing underarm odor. Well, why mask the odor when you can completely eliminate the bacteria which causes the odor in the first place? Check out this new product. It's called No BO, and you won't believe how effectively it works. I know, you're wondering, how can you trust No BO to eliminate your embarrassing body odor? Look, the creator of No BO understands what you're going through. She knows you want a safe deodorant that contains no aluminum, preservatives, chemicals, or petroleum-based products. She also knows that while you want it all natural, you want it very effective. That's why she had to search 40 years to find this all-natural product that actually soothes the skin while it attacks bacteria. Try Nobio. It comes with a 100% money-back offer. Nobio is so highly concentrated, a little goes a long way. Give them a call at 888-881-NOBIO. Check out their website at no-bio.com. Come on, it's time for you to enjoy the sweet smell of success with Nobio. That's no-bio.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. Toll-free, take control, 1-800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
You can join us online, freetalklive.com. I've got all kinds of good stuff on there for you. It's all free. All of it is on the house. So go and enjoy the archives, the bulletin board system, the Shrine of Female Listeners. We even have live streaming, so you can listen to us for free online, freetalklive.com. We are doing something unusual tonight on this, the Saturday
night
edition.
We're completely naked while broadcasting.
Well, that could be true. But what we do have is Mark Stevens. He is the author of Adventures in Legal Land, just a fascinating book. I've read it through once myself. And actually reading it now with my fiance together. Man, which you're kind of through a good chunk of it.
Yeah.
So you've got a good idea for what it's about. And you're saying you call it a page-turner.
I think it's very good.
And we're not being paid, by the way, by Mark for doing this. He totally earned this based on merit, based on having an excellent
I recommend
book.
This book to anybody. I think that regardless of whether you agree with concepts or not, and I don't entirely agree with concepts, I think that it will show you a lot. It'll give you an opportunity to think and expand your mind.
Absolutely. So if you've got a question for Mark, 800-259-9231, we've been all over the place with this this topic. And the topic of the book is it's all a lie. It's all a game, a public relations scheme. And when I say it, I mean the law. I mean the concept that there is a nation, the concept that there is a state, that there are citizens. Right, Mark?
Right.
And
you
so now actually... I was looking at the first few pages of your book, and I noticed that you did not copyright it. In fact, there is a paragraph here that says, the book is the intellectual property of the writer. If you wish to quote briefly from the text, then you go on to say that you need permission for that sort of thing. It made me wonder, because we've talked about intellectual property a number of times here on this show. It's one of those bones of contention within the libertarian community. And personally, I think that we're not going to get into intellectual property, at least at this point. But what my question for you was, if we did get to a voluntary society somehow, how would you protect your book? I mean, you don't want people to copy it, but how would you go about enforcing that?
Well, if it was an insurable risk, I'd be able to insure it.
Mm-hmm.
If it wasn't an insurable risk, I wouldn't, and that's the risk that we take.
So you wouldn't go after somebody. You wouldn't like hunt somebody down if you discovered that they were distributing your book on the internet.
But,
but his
insurance company
stop,
would.
But no, I would not call the police. I would not initiate any kind of action against anybody. I know as a writer, when I put the was putting everything together, put the book out, there's a certain risk that somebody is going to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and part of the idea is I want the information out. I don't want people stealing it.
Right.
But I want the information. I want to have a voluntary society.
Right.
Okay.
So you're kind of more on Manwich's side. Manwich considers it stealing as well. Whereas I'm somebody who, for instance, I don't have the Showtime network. I don't have cable at all. But I'm a huge fan of Penn & Teller's show BS, which comes on once a week. So I download it off of the internet. And I watch the show. I'm not paying for Showtime, but I do, because I like the show so much, I do buy the DVD set when it comes out afterwards. So I just, I think that it's okay to sample something up front, and I think it's better to go ahead and reward the person for the thing that you've sampled if you like it. So
right. I know it's already happening to
right.
a small degree. As long as I'm still able to put it out and generate enough to be able to keep doing that, that's
right.
fine. I mean, it's a risk that anybody in any industry is going to have.
I just wonder what your perspective on that was. Let's see. We've got a Manwich, you had a question.
I do. Mark, now, could you kind of walk us through your average case, or could you give us a specific instance of how it sort of works when you go in for somebody as far as traffic court or IRS? I mean, surely you have a short elevator speech on how this goes.
Sure. The script is set up in a certain way that I'm going to bring the judge to a point that he's, like I mentioned earlier, he's going to either throw the case out because he can't maintain his perception of fairness, or he's going to make the worst errors they can commit, such as denial of cross-examination or not informing me. And I have a proposed plea of guilty. That to plead guilty, you have to sign it.
Right.
A lot of people, I've had attorneys that have worked with some people that I've helped before, and they say, I love the concept, I like the questions and all, I can't possibly imagine why I would go in with somebody and say they want to plead guilty. So, well, no, you're intending on pleading guilty, so they're not trying to rush you to trial. It's
right.
It's a psychological move to disarm the judge.
So rush you to trial, exactly what's that, I mean?
Well, when you go through, especially traffic, they want to get you to trial as fast as possible.
Sure, they just want to churn out the $100 ticket or whatever.
Yeah, they want you out of there. So the farther along in the process you are, the closer you are to losing your money.
I see.
I want to cut it off at the very start. I want them to realize I am not a combatant, buddy. I'm here to give you your money.
Mm-hmm.
I can't do that unless I understand, because by your law, I can only plead when it's voluntary and intelligent.
Right.
So I start with my questions, which are questions that they have to tell me anyway, that I'm entitled to a fair trial. And one of the other questions is, am I presumed innocent of the alleged crime? Now, what does the judge have to say?
Yes.
Yes.
Right, so you're asking all these so-called self-evident questions that everybody sort of knows the answers to anyway, but you're asking them to get them on the record, answering them in a specific fashion.
Right, I want him to contradict himself, not the law. It's a big difference. It's not embarrassing for the judge to contradict the law, because most people don't realize he is. But it's very embarrassing for him to contradict himself.
Mm-hmm.
So my next question after that would be, am I presumed innocent of every element of the alleged crime? Which is exactly the same question, but I'm more specific.
It does sound dangerous, though, from my point of view.
Oh, trust me. If you just told me as a judge in front of a room full of people, I'm presumed innocent, and then I ask you if I'm presumed innocent of every element, you're going to want me out of there as soon as possible.
Yeah.
Because in my experience, the judge is the only one other than myself who understands what that question means.
He's already caught wind that you know too much at that point.
This guy, yeah, he knows now, this guy is playing me and making me look like an idiot. I've got to get him out of here.
Right. The further you go, the more he will look terrible.
Right.
Or he'll just break down and get violent.
So what's he generally do at this point?
Generally what they do is they refuse to answer the question until it gets and if I stick on it, and I'll tell them, look, I want a yes or no. Because what they'll say is you're...
Because they already said they would answer your questions.
That's right. So I remain calm and just say, look, I just need a responsive answer that you said I'm entitled to. Am I presumed innocent of every element? Now, typically, I say I'm the only one who understands besides a judge, because usually I have lawyers behind me who think I'm an idiot.
Yeah.
Because they don't understand that jurisdiction's an element of the crime.
That would make sense.
Now, if jurisdiction being an essential element of the crime, the judge has no discretion to presume me innocent of every element. He has to presume there is no jurisdiction. Therefore, he has to let me go. And the only reason why I can do that, guys, is because this whole system is based on a lie. That is one of many, many, many fatal flaws that I exploit with my scripts to go in and show and expose it that there is no case.
Because there is no jurisdiction.
Well, I'm not saying that necessarily that there is or is not. He has control. What I'm saying is the judge just told me he has to presume I'm innocent, which means he has to presume I'm innocent of every element of the crime, which means he has to presume there is no jurisdiction. He has to. And it can't be, well, you might. No. The judge, by law, has no discretion. He has to presume me innocent. If I'm not presumed innocent on every element of the crime, it's not fair.
800-259-9231. I think we have one more email for you, Mark, if you can hang on.
Sure.
Do you have a family or anything like that we're picking you from? More coming up with Mark.
It's kind of sad, but we've interviewed him the whole 2 hours.
Mark Stevens, it is fascinating. Adventures in Legal Land. More coming back. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using the Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll free 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Nowadays, mentions of silver are nowhere to be found on the new Federal Reserve notes. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, thereby inflating the money supply and making the dollars that you have worth less and less. In fact, since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the U.S. dollar has lost 98% of its purchasing power. The situation keeps getting worse. There's an alternative to the Federal Reserve note, and it's called the Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that's 100% backed and 100% redeemable in gold and silver. It's America's second most popular currency. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value $1 at a time. Not only is it simple and fun to spend the Liberty Dollar, but how would you like to get paid for it? That's right, you can get the Liberty Dollar at a discount and use it at a profit. For more information, please visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091 or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Take control. It is Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com where we've got live streaming. We've got the broadband version of the show and the dial-up version. So pretty much everybody who's listening, who's connected to the internet, can listen for free at freetalklive.com. We need to get back to our guest here, Mark Stevens, author of Adventures in Legal Land, the book that reveals it's all been a hoax. It's all a, as you call it, Mark, a public relations scheme, and when I say it, I mean all of it. The law, the so-called nation. There's a great essay that you can actually read for free at your website, adventuresinlegalland.com, that outlines why there is no nation. And why, the essay is why there's no Christian nation. Well, it's because there's no nation, period. It's fascinating stuff. Mark Stevens, you're back on with Ian Manwich.
Great to be back, guys. Thanks.
All right, so we got to wrap this up because the show's about to be over at 10 o'clock Eastern Time. But we do have an email that came in, and it's an interesting question. Let's get, a short answer to it from Dave. Question. Obviously, the hosts find this very interesting, but they don't like to talk that much about it because it's kind of a fringe subject. I'd like to know your opinion on the talks about capital letter corporations versus natural persons. We create credit. Everything is prepaid. blah, blah, blah. Would you consider that one of those patriot arguments?
I do, and what I say the same thing to that as I would any kind of government. Look, any position that is based on there being a legitimate state,
you've already lost.
It's flawed. I don't get into whether it's right, wrong, or otherwise. It's flawed. It's not something I would use. It's irrelevant.
Because it is interesting and all, but yeah, you're basically saying at that point you've already lost. You've agreed to play their game if you're going with that argument.
Right. It's just like the argument with the fringe on the flag. And I had someone walk out of a seminar because the way I put it was like, look, let's look at what we're dealing with, guys. We're dealing with men and women who do business at the barrel of a gun with no respect for human life, and my consent is not necessary. Now, if the flag has a fringe on it, does it change those facts?
No.
No. If my name is in all caps or not in all caps, does it change those facts?
Nope.
Is it relevant?
Yeah. It's
just like all this stuff that people have their lives and time and everything invested into these conspiracy theories. Where, and some of them may or may not be true, but let's say like the Illuminati or the Masons or the Zion.
Right.
Whatever. When the Buddha government is on your neck, it doesn't matter if it's left, right, Zionist, Jewish, or whatever. It's all irrelevant.
Right, and the history doesn't matter. What matters is the question is it legitimate? And it's not.
Well, huh? Yeah, you just have to, any argument about government, pro or whatever, is easily dispelled with one question. Should a service or product be provided at the barrel of a gun? And the answer is, of course, no. And it doesn't matter what the subjective value is. People who think that, look, there's a medical classification for people who think it's okay to kill somebody to get them to pay for a service. They're called psychotics.
Yeah.
So that's just the way it is. Any government program can be dispelled. Any argument for government can be dispelled with that question alone.
I love it. Throughout the book, you boil it down to these just essential key elements. Like you said earlier, a law is simply an opinion backed by a gun. Let's go to the phones. John in Michigan, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Manwich and Mark Stevens.
Hello, Mark Stevens. Your book was great.
Thank you.
John, make it quick, man. We're running out of time.
Okay. Going to court, you know, I just realized that they had some sort of a contract, and I talked about that in the pretrial. So when I go to court, a lot of times the prosecutor doesn't even enter the court because I've already made all these, you know, agreements and stuff. And it just makes it easier to realize that they don't have that much power over you.
I think one of the important things that you communicate in the book, Mark, is that these are just people in uniforms.
Yeah.
They're just guys. They, you know, their ass stinks too.
Well, when I used to go with people to court and when I help people with IRS stuff years ago, I would just tell them to help calm them down. We'd be on the road driving to one of these places. Look, like the IRS, he's just an accountant. And if he was a good accountant, he certainly wouldn't be working with the IRS. He'd be working with a private company. And it's the same with a judge. Judges are just lawyers and not very good ones, because if they were, they'd be making $500 an hour with a private firm.
Mm, good point. John, any final thoughts for us?
Oh, the book just sets you up to have a good attitude when you're working with people that you supposedly shouldn't like.
Great point. Thank you, John.
I've always told people, if you know, the only thing I say when someone's going to court, treat them with respect. Treat them the way you want to be treated, because it makes no sense to treat them any less.
Absolutely, even though they are pointing weapons at you and threatening. All right, I think we are finally tapped out on questions. Mark Stevens, it has been an absolute pleasure having you on the show. Did you have any final thoughts for us, Mark?
Well, I want to thank you guys again. I really appreciate the comments. I appreciate the opportunity to be on, even though this, you know, like you said, it's unusual. I would just part with, go to the website, vote for this show, definitely.
Thank you.
I hope everyone on the forum does that. And just the whole thing's a scam. Don't be diverted. Don't allow the politicians and bureaucrats to divert your attention away from what's happening. The
Mark,
problem is one man controlling another man without his consent. Everything else is just to divert your attention away from that.
Mark, could you hit me with that quote one more time? The "we do business with men and women who provide." Could you tell me that quote one more time? The one that you got. "We do business with men and women who provide an inferior service at the barrel of a gun without my consent." Or what is it?
Well, government is a group of men and women doing business at the barrel of a gun. Like when we're dealing with courts, they're men and women doing business at the barrel of a gun with no respect for human life, and my consent is not required.
I see.
Brilliant stuff. Go to adventuresinlegalland.com to get more information. It is, and we had another question about, is it valid in Canada? All this information is valid if your government pretends as though it's legitimate.
Yeah.
Right.
So check it out, adventuresinlegalland.com. Mark, Stevens, keep in touch. Don't be a stranger, and we'll, I'm sure, be talking to you again in the future.
Thank you.
As he mentioned, vote.freetalklive.com is the place to go. Vote for the show. And if you want to help us out, we'll tell you how you can help amp Free Talk Live and get it on in your market. More on the way. This is your show, Free Talk Live.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardivite? Cardivite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardivite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now 1-877-928-8822. Cardivite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cardivite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cardivite.
Imagine you're on trial. The charge against you, violating one of the hundreds of laws Congress passes each year. You rise in your defense and say, "Your Honor, I didn't know about this law." How will the judge respond? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org, and I think you know the answer. The judge will reply, "Ignorance of the law is no excuse." So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizedDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. We want to slow the politicians down. We want to reduce the size and power of the federal government, and we want them to sweat the details, just like you do. Check out DownsizedDC.org, because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
For a while now, you've been hearing about energized water and what it can do for your health. But have you taken the next step and actually experienced energized water? It's absolutely incredible what you'll experience while using the energized products from Aqua Northwest. You've seen the banner on GCNLive.com, but have you experienced the power of the pyramid? We all know that negative energy can make you sick at home or in the office, but the energy pyramid from Aqua Northwest wipes out that negative energy within a 125-foot diameter. After 1 hour, negative energy fields should be raised to a positive level, resulting in you and others in the area to feel wonderfully energized, among other possible health benefits. Just check out what others are saying by reading the exciting testimonials at AquaNorthwest.com. Call AquaNorthwest.com and they'll find the right energized product for you. Call now for a free catalog, toll-free 888-AQUA-NW. That's toll-free 888-727-8269. And experience the exciting benefits of positively charged water. Or simply visit AquaNorthwest.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. You can make a call and bring up anything. That's usually how the show operates, although tonight we were a little bit different. We were focusing on a guest, and it's not typical for Free Talk Live, so don't get used to it. We rarely have guests on this show, but Mark Stevens definitely deserved it. Fascinating book. An outstanding book.
I mean, he was on so long that he was actually repeating what we say. Like, you know, vote for Free Talk Live at vote.freetalklive.com.
Do a break when it comes
back. I really think he's running for the third seat.
Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project, your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more info, call them toll free. 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604. Or go to freestateproject.org. Again, that is freestateproject.org. And now then, finally, without further delay, Matt in Texas, the probably winning the award for most patient caller to Free Talk Live of all time.
Who knows if he's patient?
Well, he's been on the line since virtually the beginning of the show. Matt, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich. Hello. Hello, Matt in Texas.
I knew that
was
going to
happen. Oh, this would be a shame if he wasn't still. That's too bad. We thought our board up checked it. He checked it. Matt, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
There you are. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich. Thanks for your patience, man.
The first thing I wanted to talk about was women in the military.
Women in the military. Now, you got to remember, this is the final segment of the show, so make your points.
Oh, well, all I got to say is that they were good in World War One and World War Two and everything when they had medics and everything.
Yeah.
They just don't belong, really. I'm telling you the truth, man. Because I'm talking to you live from an army post, and they don't belong here whatsoever.
Doesn't it give you something to look at least?
Well, let me tell you something.
Hey, what? Okay.
Right. Something to look at.
Alrighty. Well, and an interesting opinion, although unfortunately I don't think that the military brass are going to change the policy because of it.
No, I don't really think the military is going to change it whatsoever, but the one thing I do got to say...
Alright, see you later, 800-259-9231.
That didn't look good, huh?
Yeah, I know that whenever you lead up to something like that, it's going to be bad. Alrighty. Thanks for the try there, buddy.
He could have been saying Fire Manwich, though.
Yeah, he could have been. Although
everybody's
it made me a little nervous there. You've
got
to be careful.
You've got an itchy little hang-up finger is what you got, my friend.
That wasn't me. That was our board-up. You did a good job. Anyway. So there you go. It's been another fun show. And hey, we mentioned the AMP program. If you like what we're doing here on Free Talk Live, and again, the reason why we kind of broke format tonight and focused on our guests is because I thought it was an important message to get out. You know, it's an important book. It's an important concept. And we try to bring the concepts, the ideas of freedom and liberty to you 6 nights a week. And we want to do it not just over the internet, not just on the current 5 affiliates that we have. We want to do it on 500 radio station affiliates. And it's very possible.
Sean Hannity's on 500.
If he can do it, Free Talk Live can do it.
That bigot Savage is on 500.
About 400 something,
I think. 400?
We can get there.
Limbaugh's on like 6.
It just takes a little bit of effort, and we're putting the effort in. We're just asking for you to help us out a little bit. If you can. If you can't afford it, don't worry about it. We call it the AMP program. Advertise, market, and promote. You go to amp.freetalklive.com. Over 45 of our listeners have already contributed to this program. The idea is we take $3 a month. That's it. $3 a month, we put it in towards advertising the show, promoting the show, and marketing the show to radio stations and around the internet. Getting more listeners, getting more people in front of the message of freedom and liberty. It's that simple. And as an added bonus, once we reach a certain goal with this AMP program, we will cut our commercial time by 25%.
And
not too shabby.
The money doesn't go to us. We use it for advertising.
There you go. Go to amp.freetalklive.com. Enjoy the rest of your weekend. We'll see you back here at 8 o'clock Eastern Time on Monday night. It's been Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
Of course, join us in the meantime at freetalklive.com. See you.
U.S.